This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy charged in the 2022 shooting of Christian Glass has been found guilty for criminally negligent homicide. The 22-year-old had called 911 after his car got stuck on a dirt road. Prosecutors say Glass was suffering from a mental health crisis. Buin is eligible for probation but was not eligible for bail. He was taken into custody by the Clear Creek County Sheriff. A hearing is set for April. An emergency request by the city of Montrose to clear a homeless camp at a church was rejected in court yesterday. The city had cited fire and safety concerns with the camp of about 20 people, but a judge disagreed and will revisit the issue in 2 weeks. Reverend Kevin Young says he does not expect the city will cooperate with the church to improve conditions for the unhoused residents in his community.
I would love to believe that, and I hope maybe that this decision will encourage that. But I have to say, I haven't seen any evidence of that yet.
The church is also facing numerous citations from the city. Those are still awaiting a court hearing. A proposed ballot measure could stop wolf releases in Colorado. The Colorado Title Board has approved final language for the measure. That clears the way for supporters to begin collecting signatures to earn a spot on the 2026 ballot. If approved, the initiative would end Colorado's current wolf reintroduction effort. Snow is falling currently in the foothills west of Denver, 3 to 7 inches or more of snow could fall across a very narrow swath of the city of Denver by tomorrow. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.